Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
If I have my own thing, like, why would I have somebody using something he used on, like, 50 bitches, 100 bitches on me?
Because El Torino is my fucking specialty. I go, like, though, I be hating.
But I'm not judging, no. Like, that's y'all. I'm just saying, for me. Not trying to change nobody's opinion. For me, though.
I hate taking it in places because then it just smells like a condom after. And that shit be pissing me off because, like, my body's sore. I was like, yo, this bitch smell like a condom, man. Like,
they have condoms that shit don't have a smell.
Man.
And they're not that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I don't know, man. I smell like, I don't know. All condoms smell the same to me.
No, they literally have a brand of condom that don't have a smell. I can tell y'all the name of it right now. Hold on. I'm gonna ask this. What's the?
Well, but y'all go choice ahead. In condoms.
Huh?
They are good choice.
Let me see. I'm gonna tell you right now. Hold on.
Okay,
the one that don't have a scent. There's no scent at all.
Go to right now, right? It's just a Magnum. Like, over here, that's the only thing that fits.
Something is motherfucking. Oh, shit.
So, yeah, over here, that's the only thing that fits. You'll get yourself a fucking Magnum. Like, get yourself an XL. There's only one place where I can buy fucking condoms from. That's from a Navy base. So, I have to go over there, and I'll be buying, like, fucking boxes just stacking up.
I don't know.
I
go for the Trojans.
Not for taking so long.
Nah.
Trojan bear skin or whatever. Those are easy shoes to go pick up. So let's go click those. But it's not like if let's be using it like that anyways. It's just one of them, like, polite things to have to let you know that you're
damn, I'm trying to put y'all on this one that don't smell and it's not expensive either. Or it is, I don't know.
Jillian.
Hmm.
So how long you have to be fucking somebody before you stop using a condom?
That's a tricky question. It's up to you and your partner. And whatever birth control y'all have or if y'all planning. And y'all understand, like, the risk of, like, what y'all about to do and the possibility of being pregnant and yada yada. Like, it all depends on
you know, the question wasn't that deep. No, it was just a quick question to figure to ask.
You know, before you have to answer.
There's no,
what she's saying.
There's no one
okay,
answer to
that,
one. You just
when? Okay, Kaylee, got you.
Let me see.
Because look, Timon can answer it.
I feel like for me, if we talking long enough and I realize that, you're a hoe, but you're not that kind of hoe, next time I see you, we can go raw. Because I feel like it's like it depends on how much I know you. Like, if I think that you could be a mother that's responsible, I don't mind risking it. If you don't give me some bad signs from the way you think and talk, I'm definitely putting up my dick in the rubber.
It's stingy.
No, it's honestly just like,
oh, not yet, man. What you say now?
It's like I feel like God always blessed me for some weird reason with responsible women. And I just love not pulling out. So I just have to judge.
I can't, I not me that. Bruh.
Wait, say that again, Timon, you what?
He loves not pulling out.
Oh, that's how I was born. My mom told me that
Me too, Kaylin.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's what she told me. I looked, he wasn't fine. My dad just slipped up. He wasn't fast enough.
Then he did not pull out. He just pulled out slow. But anyway,
yeah, that's what I said. He wasn't fast enough. Like, he didn't even expect it to happen.
Oh, I'm just but not Timon, even trying to come out.
Timon, for me, you know, dog, not me. I like, even if I'm wearing a condom, I pull out.
Y'all, it's called skin. SKYN.
I've seen that somewhere before. But Timon, even when I'm wearing a condom, I pull out because Timon, if I leave my dick inside of a woman and I nut dog, I go limp after. And then I have to sit down and think about my life.
Well, I'm trying to get limp in there.
Like, that,
is bro, that called force, not clarity?
Yeah. No. No, because
it's not explained.
Yeah,
it.
But that's
it's yes and no. It's yes and no, right? Yeah. Cause being real, it really is post nut clarity. But like, it'll be a girl, right? Like, I pull out a nut on her, nut on the fucking ground nut somewhere, and then I go back in, keep beating that up for another round. But if I nut inside of her, then I go limp because I pull my dick out and then I really have to sit down. I was like, yo. You sure you want a kid with this bitch? Like, why you just do that, dog? Like, what's wrong with you?
No, that thing. If she fucking riding me and I bust,
irresponsible boy.
We just gonna chill in till that bitch up again.
Nah, bro, I bust in it, and I don't usually want fuck anymore, cause I have to sit down and think about.
Not clarity.
No fucking clarity there for me. Because you already went in when I came. Literally, we would stay there and talk and just have some pillow talk while my flaccid dick is in her. And then once this conversation starts to get heated, she'll feel it and we just keep going.
You know, maybe I should try to talk more after nothing inside. But I'd rather pull out and then keep going. And I'll just beat it up. But then if I fucking nut in you, man, I just have to think about my life, my decisions. What am I really?
I feel like that's one of the things that you like. It's because you always put yourself in that position, you just keep doing it. You know? But like, if you just stop thinking about it after a while, then it just, you stop thinking about it after a while. You don't think so?
Wait, what?
Like, if I'm getting clarity, you know, it's because I know this person is not the best person to make a mistake in.
my cousin says sometimes like he be infatuated with a girl and like want to sleep with her so bad, you know, da da da, thinking it's love, and then as soon as you would have like slept with her after that, then he's sitting there like, ugh, I don't even want to be around this bitch anymore.
It's not even.
It's not even like. Kayleen,
I can't fool myself thinking it's love.
Oh, that's how he just lost. Really,
see, Kayleen, it's really
for
right.
Him.
Kayleen, I will fuck like four rounds. I will beat it up for four rounds. But Kayleen, if I nut inside, then I have to just like I just go limp. I don't want to fuck anymore. Because then I have to sit down and think about my choices. Like, why did
I? Question: you're not the type of guy. Have you ever had those moments where like? You have sex, you come inside, and then you're still hard and can go a second round.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. That's what you pull out.
That's I ain't trying to make no baby.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about pull out. I'm talking about like you can stay inside and still be hard after you come.
You're not trying to make
no baby. Yeah, you can. Yeah, it happens.
That's what you do when you try to make a baby. I'm not trying to make one. So when I'm not inside a woman.
So that's not a normal thing to happen?
It happens to some people normally. Like if I bust someone, she start giving me some head afterwards.
No.
My dick fell.
If you it can happen, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That is how you make a baby. And I am not trying to make a baby. So like I don't put myself in a situation. I try my best not to nut in a woman. Cause I know I know if I'm not in a woman, dog, she gonna keep the child. She gonna keep the child. I have to pray for a miscarriage.
No, I try. It's something I'm trying to do now to like weird. But like, bro, I have some block in my head. Every time I stretch for condom, you can literally see my dick go flaccid. I'm like, it's not even me at this point. It's the fucking rubber. It's something I'm trying to get over.
I'm not trying to get over that too. Because I need to think about my choices.
So question, y'all ever caught an STD before?
Nope.
No.
I almost did one
how
time.
How often y'all be getting tested?
Still asking my business.
Huh? I can answer
how
this.
How often you are you getting tested?
It really depends.
Like every month or after every hookup or... Oh, it just depends.
It really depends.
At least once a year.
What am I doing? Yeah. I mean, if I'm not fucking anybody, then... why am I getting tested? But like, if I'm going out, I'm going to the club, I'm fucking random bitches, like having like one night stands, then I get fucking tested like every month.
Oh,
I had a one night stand.
Huh?
No, I had a one night stand. I don't think I can take a risk like that.
Brother man, I'm fucking bitches where we have communication barriers. I don't know.
It's
what
something
the fuck
I said. It's like something I said. I want to do a time just for like doing it sake. I never done it because I feel like I have some kind of connection somehow.
I honestly, I'm trying to get out to this lifestyle. Like I don't know how I ended back up in this. Actually, I know how I ended back up in this lifestyle. I'm in fucking Japan, nigga.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, go to Japan. But I fuck some Japanese.
Yeah, bro, you know, I found out. So the Asian women, I think I like the Philippine women the most.
I tell them so. No, I tell people so. Some of the Filipinos just more attractive and they just got more vibe.
Because they're more darker. They look more, I don't know, they kind of have like a Spanish in them, something, dog. Like,
something,
just,
right?
They,
yeah.
Yeah. The Vietnamese. I love the Vietnamese too. They're fucking beautiful. I love the Thai, but like they got too many trannies, so it's scary. Cause you never really know which one is a woman from birth.
So the whole country's gone to you.
Oh, lady boys.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah. Vietnamese, Thai, then the Chinese. The Chinese are fucking beautiful, but they be too fucking pale. But then
so
you know
the Japanese
really beautiful?
Be ugly?
No, they cute too, but the Japanese they have fucked up teeth.
Oh.
Like the UK people?
Fucked up teeth, huh?
Like UK people?
More or less.
Damn.
More or less. Like, the Japanese, they're very beautiful too. Like, bro, they all really beautiful women. But if we gotta put them on the scale like that, bro, it's the Filipinos first. Always. Then it's like between the Vietnamese and the Thai. Love those two. After that, then it's the Chinese. And the Koreans and the Japanese. I ain't never meet nobody from Singapore. So I don't know anything about them.
Okay.
I like it, don't you, dog? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I want to visit sometime, man. We got to be one in times when I stop working.
Everyone asked me, he was asking about over here. So I think everyone want to visit. It'll be good vibes.
No, it's on the to-do list, man. I'll talk to Kellen about it, but even next year I said like, yo, let's plan a trip. Nobody's studying me. A couple of them said, yeah, let's go on a trip. And I'm like, anybody serious about it? Because I don't see nobody getting back to me about anything because I don't want to go buy
nigga,
no fucking...
I told you I'd do it, but like, I get you.
Because
if you come out here, we have different islands or whatnot that we can go to real cheap, and I don't know, man, I feel like it's cheaper for you to fly halfway across the world than for me to fly halfway across the world.
It's not latex, that's why it doesn't smell. The condom is not latex. What the hell?
I don't know, because everyone was telling me it's like it's a whole 60-hour flight, I'm missing 2 days or some shit just traveling. When you only have like 2 weeks vacation. But it's something I'd have to do when I move from this current place that I'm working at, because you don't see me at the extended my vacation time. Everybody has have extension every year that they work. So I don't know. But by next year, things should be better for me and I might be in a better position to take risk to move. So
I'm gonna have you'll to be some... in a better position to what?
Take risk and move.
Ooh, you're moving?
Workplaces.
Move it. Where are you moving to?
These are workplaces. God damn, Kayleen. Oh.
I don't know. It's lagging, so I can't really hear him. My bad. The internet.
Hey, why you get so defensive? and you blame everything.
What? It was lagging. I don't understand.
No. You hear her voice change? Her voice changed.
I think her voice always does that. I don't think that was a defensive voice.
What? You mean the aggression?
It's not necessarily aggression. It's I don't know. It's not aggression. Yeah. The pitch and everything.
I don't know. Sometimes it happens. See? I don't know. Jeez. It just be happening. Sometimes depending on what I'm saying or the word I'm saying, like it just activates a tone of voice.
And then the cheese, the G's, all of that.
Cheese.
You see, you know what that is? You know what that is? More words than you need to use.
No.
That's how I get people backs. I realize sooner when somebody says a lot more than they need to, it start irritate me. That might be a personal problem.
It's a delete Kaylee number.
Anyways, I was just about to say that. Anyways, you can lose my number. But anyways, continue.
Got you, Kaylee. I'm sorry it didn't work out.
Now I'm trying to see. Never mind.
Why are you still looking at condoms?
I'm not. I was looking to see what Jaron was saying earlier when he was like, no, all latex, all condoms smell the same or something like that he said. So then I just realized I went searching on it and I realized it's not latex. That's why I don't have a smell. But I don't use the ones that have a smell. Is I can't smell the skin? Smell. It makes me nauseous. So I specifically told my ex at the time, that I didn't like the smell. And so he said he'd try to find something that didn't like irritate me. And then he found that. So he's who I just asked.
One question can get answered. That's cool.
What question? I've never seen his in the cold shower. I've seen it every other week. I just didn't want to go into detail. That's all.
Wait, what?
Never mind.
She said she never see the digger in the cold shower. She never see.
Oh, okay. So you see, that you were dodging.
He never got that vulnerable with her.
No, because I never asked. I never personally asked.
So curious.
I mean, I asked, but to see on like regular.
Kaylee,
when you were
with that guy, Kaylee, when you were with that guy, right?
Yeah.
Did he lock the bathroom?
No. I'd go in there and help him pee, or that was a whole joke for me, or fun in some weird way. I don't know.
See, I had a piss on you. But anyways, moving on.
Yeah, I had a piss on her, no fuck.
Moving on from that. You know, niggas here think I'm weird because I tell them I be pissing on bitches, bro. Well, they don't understand how liberating that shit is, bro. How strong you feel.
Not to TMI, but it happened as a joke.
Purposely.
It happened. That's what I'm trying to say. He pulled a joke prank and did that. And so I kind of did the same thing another time.
Oh, hell no.
You know what I want
to get back on him.
That's different. I'll punch you
at the beach.
That'd be fucked up.
At the beach. Because it's like, okay, if you can pee on me, then I guess I can prank pee on you. It was no hard feelings. It was funny.
You can't punch you in the head. This nigga weird. Bro, you got me fucked up. I didn't remember what the fuck I was gonna say. That just threw me up.
Man, I didn't remember what you're talking about.
I think I'm a weirdo and he didn't mind and was comfortable enough like with the weirdness.
My thing is
to some extent was weird. I don't know.
It's about communication. Like, what is it when people in relationships and they don't ask the partner a certain thing because
sometimes it didn't cross my mind. It never crossed my mind. It's something that has crossed my mind in general, but like at the moment it doesn't cross your mind for some strange reason. I don't know why it didn't, but like overall, like nothing was ever taboo or weird to ask in the relationship about anything or share. So yeah, that was comfortable enough. It just never came across my mind.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Never been curious about a particular thing, but in a moment when you probably could, see something or whatever, that just never crosses your mind ever. And then after that would have slipped away, then it's like, dang, I missed one of like a few things I could have asked about or seen or done or whatever.
Yeah. Probably crossed my mind. I just never got to say it, so I forgot it.
Oh.
That's usually it. Like, I have something to say, and I'm like, let me wait until they finish talking. Or wait until they're free doing whatever they're doing. And I'm just like, I forgot.
Oh.
I suppose I'm going to mention this other somebody today, well, over the weekend. Because, here it is. I decided I'm going to just flirt for the fun of it. And then they messaged me saying, hey, you're confusing me. I was like, why? Because there's all these jokes and sexual stuff. It was like, you want to fuck? And I said, well, currently I don't want to, but like, I'm not opposed to fucking, you know? And they're like, I don't know what you want. And I was like, then we have to talk on the weekend. Because it's one of those, I was telling somebody, it's one of those, I feel like right now in my life, sometimes I do want it, but I don't care for it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Bro, like, pussy not hard to get, right?
Yeah.
It's not hard to get. I have other things on my mind that I really care about.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, like you saying, like, yo, come through, and yeah, I can come through and bust this nut, but like, I'd rather do this. Like, it's not really that important. You should have asked me, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, and I was dry. I didn't have nothing going on. Fuck.
No, I see. Huh?
Pretty tough.
Right now, bro.
Yeah, continue.
No, I said I'm like looking at cars, bro, and I am so enamored by these cars that I'm not really interested in anything other than getting my car, and then I just. That's when
what
I
type of car are you trying to get?
RX S35 TZ series.
Like a Japanese, one of those.
I'm trying to get me
the car he wants is like one of those cool sports Japanese cars. Holy shit! I know the car. I think I know the car he's talking. Like I can see it in my head.
It might just throw a lot of things together. At first, I thought he was going to say an RX 7, but then he said STZ, this and that and that. But RX 7 would be cool. But I can't afford that. I can't afford a GTR. That's a GTR is my life goal. I can't afford that. I can't afford a GTT. A GTR is what fucking Paul Walker had in the Fast and Furious movie. Like, which one? Like, two?
That's not like a limited series, no?
Huh? What is it?
Those are like a limited series or no?
Oh, a GTR?
Wait, yeah, GTR.
The racing. Skyline. Wait, what is this?
It's a Skyline.
Yeah.
So it's a Skyline. Those are the racing trims. I can afford a GTT. A GTT is that's the rear wheel drive version. I can afford that. I can get that. But I am not certain if it'll be road legal by the time I'm going to. Actually, it will be road legal by the time I go back to the States. But then fuck around, and I might get orders back to the States, like, next month. And then what the fuck I'm going to do with my car?
Oh, that is so cool. Not bad. And I'm more of a muscle car type person.
Nah, not me. I like.
So, like, what... Vin Diesel was driving, or like I don't know, like something like that. But I like muscle cars.
See, you see muscle cars everywhere in the States. I don't want that.
No, not where I'm at. I hardly see those.
Where you at?
Ohio.
Ohio have a good.
Yeah, and when I was in New York, I didn't see none either.
Ohio have a good car scene. Like, everybody I know
from Ohio. Muscles? Have you seen them, like, once every 2 months?
No, you talking about, like, the old muscle cars? Because if you're talking about those old legendary muscle cars, you're not seeing those on the road. Niggas don't drive those. Over here, though, you see these Japanese legends on the road quite fucking often. They pull them out on Saturdays and shit. And they so fucking goofy. Like, these car guys, they so fucking goofy, bro. Like, I gotta go talk to one of them and become their friend, because I don't think they know how to get bitches. They just pull up in their cool cars and they revving and they doing all type of extra shit because they want the bitch's attention, but they don't know how to talk to the girl. Them, they just awkward as hell. I'm gonna go over there and see if I can get like an entourage of women and see if I can like trade some women for a car or something.
Yeah, like the all muscle cars, like old.
Yeah, nobody drive those. Those should park up in the garage.
Pause. I don't know how old we talking. I like them oldish, old-time-ish cars, but it's somewhat old. Like it's not something you see on a regular. Like, I'm trying to find the one that I like.
You're not gonna see this. In terms of muscle cars, right, Kayleen?
Yeah.
You the ones I see on the road is from 99 coming up, right? And what you talking
about? Yeah, I'm like, not looking for those. I'm looking for more like
those shit park up in the garage. They're not driving those.
It's my dream to have one. This one, what's this one? A 1970 Dodge Charger. I don't know, I like the sound personally. I think they have personality in terms of the look. And it just screams drama. It screams Kayleen. It screams, yeah.
You said drama?
Yeah. But
Kayleen, don't make drama?
No, not drama like to start shit. I'm talking about it comes with like, it's bold. It's got personality. It comes out and it's like, look at me.
So or
something along that line.
You know what to look up? Go look up at the Buick, right? GNX. So search that. That's a car that I really want.
GNX?
Yeah, Buick GNX.
Oh, this one? This is cool.
Yeah, that shit is sexy. Like, I remember playing Racing Rivals, and I had one of those in Racing Rivals.
A 1987 Buick GNX.
And
this look good.
That's the only muscle car I would buy. That's the only American I would buy, but that shit costs money. And I don't think they're legal on the road because they're death traps.
Damn.
Timo, you here?
Yeah, boy.
the boy don't know nothing about cars. He don't know what kind of car he wants.
This particular muscle car I want. I'll find it.
I was just gonna say Jeep, but I don't want Katie to say that's factually incorrect. So I'm driving.
Did you talking about like the Jeep company? Yeah, I kind of want one of those where the doors can come off and stuff. But then it's a bad investment. I don't know.
They're very terrible cars.
Yeah, the American made car and they're terrible for the winter. They have the parts.
Bro, they're supposed to be off-road. It's supposed to be off-road cars, and the axle broke every time it took them off. Imagine you buy your off-road car and it can't break them because it took them off-road.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, but the advertisement looks sick, though.
It looked nice, but because
it's on the climb up. You know, actually, I have a friend. This girl that Victoria that I went to school with, she does those truck rallies or whatever. So she have a Jeep and she puts all these big ass wheels on it. I don't know if you see on my Instagram.
Like a monster truck?
We stand up on a truck. No, we stand up on a Jeep on my Instagram page. It's her Jeep.
Wait, those big wheels where the rims are super big too?
I want to say yes, but they weren't like as monstrous big as you think.
I don't know what you call it, but they have these specific tires. I don't know if they're tires for when they're showing cars or whatever, but they'll put them on regular cars. But the rim is big, like a big rim. The tire is like regular, like thin. I don't know what you call them. Let me see if I can find. But yeah, continue saying to man.
Yeah, so she does those like mud derby thingies where she has to like, use her Jeep to climb hills and stuff like rocky terrain. So I was asking about it. She said it's easy now because all you do is like they air out some of the tire, you know, air out some of the air from the tire and make it a little bit soft so they can climb hills. And I was like, well, that's what they do when you're off road, take out some of the air because I don't know how that really works. But she really explained it just so you can get like pockets to help pull the vehicle up. When it's stiff and sturdy, it's easy to slide. So that's a little bit of pressure. Oh, that's so interesting.
Wait, you can't send pictures in this chat? Wait, yes. Allow access to... Let me make sure I don't accidentally send something weird. Okay. Y'all, somebody tell me, what do you call these tires? What is that? I just sent it in the chat. Like, I don't understand. I don't know what you call them, but they look interesting. That's what you call them?
Those big rims with fat, they call it. The rims in them big.
I don't know what those tires are.
The tire is small, but like the rims big. So
yeah, but she's not talking about the rims. This is the tire, because how thin they are. I don't know.
Yeah, like what's that? What's that about?
I'm not part of that car scene. I don't know how that shit work.
I saw one on a car day and it just had me thinking, can you put this on any car? Because I know they are expensive based on how they look, like super expensive. Regular tires are already expensive. But it just had me thinking, like, what if I wanted to put this on my car just for like show?
I'm gonna be real with you, right?
For a car show. One of my dreams is to go to a car show with my own car.
You can't drive too far with that.
You can't do what?
You can't drive too far with it. That is useless. That's
what I
do. That's about as useful as I know that.
Yeah, they're just for show. Because like all it says is just like what? The profile of the tire got smaller. So it's just for show. Just to highlight like the rims more.
Ah, that's it.
Yeah. Dang. She don't really do nothing. You don't want to take down the road. Like, one stone gonna burst that. Because you get me the road, never the stone, mind. And the rims gonna meet each other real quick. Whatever speed that you think this is gonna be safe at is not gonna exist. Because a couple breaks, that be a bus. That's not even funny. But yeah. Yeah,
like, Nakiel almost gave me
who?
Akil. This is the one that's in my part of them boys.
You probably know him. She's a tall guy from State College.
Yeah, I know. He didn't used to go State College
mm-hmm.
in the blue department or something. So he had a baby with his wife or a girl or something. What happened to him, you say?
You know plenty.
It's from past episodes. Why you know this, Kayleen?
What? About Akil?
Yeah.
No, I used to hang out with Timon back in college. Like, one of my main things to do was to go hang out with him early in the morning. And so I'd come across a ton of other dudes in the blue department who were his friends. And sometimes, like, because I was over there, they'd be polite, I guess, to me, too. So, and I've spoken to him one or two times.
So Timon, so you maybe
can't
be Link.
Nah. Wait. He wasn't doing that.
Come over there, use me, forget my friends
come
then.
Over there,
no, I'm not gonna lie to tell you. I just wanted to hang out with Timon because I was gonna see my other friends the rest of the day. And since we went to school together and all of that, yeah.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
I would just go over by him and hang out.
Went to school. And all of a sudden, I college.
Yeah, I didn't know Timon and I went to school for real. Like, yeah, every now and again he'd talk or say something to me, but like I had my own clique of people I was talking to.
Can you hear that? Huh?
I only became friends with Timon in fifth form now, when he used to be like really friendly now, when we went geography and stuff. So he'd say hi or he'd crack a joke or I'd see him hanging out with Jamal and I knew like even though me and Jamal weren't friends, like we were acquaintances. So sometimes like that's how, yeah. And then Brian was his friend too. So it's only fifth form we started to like become friendly. Then State College happened and then it was like perfect opportunity to even be friends with this guy. And he was cool too. Like the person that I came across in fifth form was chill and cool to me. And it was everyone's friend. So, you know. Yeah. Like I didn't think he was a bad dude. Like would everyone hang out with terrible people? No, not really. So
what? Why do you think that?
I don't know. Like, I'm not saying none of too much. I'm not saying that everyone don't have one or two questionable friends, right?
I'm but, different. I'm pretty sure I'm a questionable friend. Questionable friend.
No, I mean like terrible people. Like, maybe you may have one or two things that are terrible about you, but overall, well, I don't know you like that, but in my brain, I guess I don't see you as an overall terrible person. Huh?
You got edit that. What?
Yeah.
I don't see you as an overall terrible person. Like, you may have one or two things that are terrible about you, like most people, because, come on, we're humans. But, yeah, I don't know. I know of one or two people that were kind of questionable that everyone was friends with. But at the end of the day, you're allowed to have, like, who am I? I'm not his mom. What, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, yeah, that's how I was comfortable enough being friends with Timon, too, outside of everything else.
I'm not a bad person.
And he was funny. He indulged me in my own little arguments and, like, shit that I didn't believe in and my little, like, tunnel vision views on certain things. And it was fun. So, yeah, that's how me and Timon became friends. But I know a lot of people in his department probably think we were more. Because I remember, like, Khalil, for example, used to always come to me separately outside of hanging with Timon and just keep drilling me on, like, oh, so that's my friend, da 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 da. And every time I tell him he's my friend, he never believed it. But he just teased me about it. And, like, at the end of the day, I didn't care. Because, what?
Haley.
What?
So, because how awkward Antigua young men are, right?
Uh-huh.
That would take probably flirting with you.
Yeah, he would flirt with me, like, in many different ways.
Him asking if that's your boyfriend and da-da-da-da-da. Like, that was most likely him flirting with you. But Antigua, man, weird, no fucking boss. Them, yeah, man.
Got the woman in there, like, the weirdness, no. That's all I know.
I don't... Yes, something. Yo, if I go back home, I don't think I'd be successful with women, aside from, like, the ones who I already know.
I don't even know how people be attracted to them. I don't even... Because... As soon as a man do something, like, I can't even explain it, but majority of Antiguan men turn me off completely. They dunce, they're shallow, limited beliefs. They think they can talk to you any old how. Like, I don't mind you being upfront and truthful because I like blunt, truthful, straight to the point. But don't think you can talk to me like some fucking dog on the street or like any other dog that you be talking to, you understand? Like, I'm a person at the end of the day. Be respectful. But anyways... I don't know. There was a guy in that same blue department, Timon. He wasn't your friend, but like, he was weird and he had anger issues. And he used to come to my biology class and stalk me. What?
They read the chat.
Goodbye.
I gotta be upfront, but I don't wanna be upfront on the live like that, you know? So you gotta read the chat.
That's that whole thing. I don't know. But they were like, but yeah, I just liked hanging out with Tim Fun and stuff. He was cool people. Or he is still cool people, but you got my point.
I'm not cool.
Huh?
I'm not cool.
Well, to me. OJ. I don't know. You weren't like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
No,
like, you were
cool.
You were cool people.
I'm going to be real. Like, hanging out with Timon, like, I would not know Evron if it wasn't for Timon. Even though I went to the same school with him and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have talked to Evron if it was for Timon. Who else? Brian. I don't think I'd know them if it wasn't for Timon. Because who I started hanging out when I went to fucking Adventist school? That was Michael and them, the dog. Instantly I walk in and I found a bad company.
The tall black guy?
No, Carter.
Somebody different.
She know Carter.
I feel like she would. I think Carter used to disturb she. When you went to secondary, he was in first form, and then he repeated. And you were like, I think he's taught to you, just like, you know, big, we're making like a move up.
Rats clap.
Me? I honestly don't remember. Listen, there were so many
other things that
I didn't set in. Okay, that's true. I was. Or, like, at least, I don't know, I was mean. Like, I was somewhat mean. Or I didn't have a filter. I don't know what it was. I think I was just angry about a lot of shit. So, everybody. Cartel, dog.
Still not gonna forget the dinner boss. Cartel pull one Yakuza move. Is this how the Yakuza?
That man, the coolest man in the school, dog.
Plus, the man be the coolest person on the planet. Dog. The Yakuza, right? That man will tell you, come over to my table, right? And you go over there. And that man will ask you, yo, you want some girl? Which girl you want? Punch you out. And then, you know, that man gives you the two-finger gun. Come over here. Oh, yeah. Kayleen, the two-finger gun, that's something that it work bad over, you know. But I'm going to tell you, right? You look on a Japanese guy, right? And then, oh, I'm telling my camera.
And you do the gun sign thing. They find that attractive?
She right. You look punchy. I'm like, look at us.
You know, oh, it worked?
It don't look punchy now yet.
And they come over for real?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Is it the guy that you're interested in until you come here and I go?
Knife me not together. No.
Bloody rash, yeah. Then the how you think get together?
Me and son.
Ship come to harbor. I don't know. It works for me. It always worked for me in my favor because they be thinking, oh, she playing hard to get. And then eventually they come over. I don't know how to explain it, but it worked in my favor. And it's not like I'm rolling my eyes and cutting my eyes. I see them and I just pretend like I didn't see what happened. So then they would be like, oh, she didn't see. And I'd probably be ignoring. And then they come over. And then depending on attitude or what they did earlier, well, pause. If I like the guy, then whatever. But like, let's say I don't know you and you think like, oh, let me beckon her over or whatever, like that don't be working. Even when they come over, like I'll just walk away. You know how many times I almost get my head slapped off my body because somebody think, oh, you think you're better than me, or you think you're all that or something along like, that line. But I don't even, I, it's not like I'm trying to prove a point or not like that. Me personally, like It does something to me. Like, you know, there are certain things that if somebody do it to you all, it like, it causes like this kind of ego trip or ego type situation. Like for me personally, like that messes, like, I don't know how to explain it. Not messes with me, like mess me up, make me wanna, oh my God, like why he did that. It's more like, I'm a god. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's some weird God complex type situation is why I don't like people do certain things. So when they do it, it's not because I'm trying to prove a point or something. It's like the God complex in me. Like, if I were male, it'd be the same thing. Like, I'd probably be like, Jalan, like, bitch, you better come to me, bitch. Or, I don't know. But, like, you get me.
Why
like,
you think I'm so aggressive with it? She's a bitch.
Like, I'd probably be a Jaron, or with the way how Jaron be like so assertive and like I'd be like that if I were a dude. So it's just the same, but I'm a girl. Like, yeah, like, I don't know. It's complicated, but it's true.
One, it's a lot of things, right? If I tell a girl, come here, right? It shows interest if she even come in the first place. It also show that she might not know me, but I look like somebody that she can either trust or she outright just listens.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, like 9 times out of 10, I got to tell a girl, I give my girl like the little gun finger and I tell her, like, come. I can determine if I can waste my time talking to her or if like talking to her wasting my time or not. Cause like, you know. She kind of roll her eye or something. It's like, okay, bitch, ain't no reason to even waste it with you. But then you're like, you know, she kind of smiled and she looked the other direction. I have no problem approaching, but I would prefer that she come up there.
Oh, you see, me personally, like, my personality is very dominant and I've always been like aggressive and headstrong type. So let's say I was interested in a guy and he beckoned me over. 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't go. Not because I don't want to listen to him or whatever, but it's like this, like, even when I was in a relationship with that guy I was in, we didn't butt heads a lot, and I guess he liked the aggressive, assertive side of mine. But like when we used to flirt and stuff like that, like, I was somewhat always trying to like be in charge, or like, so like if you tell me to come over, I'd probably like smirk and like flirt at him, but like act like a brat. So it would end up being him coming over to me in that way, and it was fun for me and him, I guess. I don't know
about that, man. Timon, you think that's manly?
No, it's like
Timon.
Good, like, I would make a great dominatrix.
Timon, only good girls get treats. That's all I'm saying. What? Only good girls get treats.
I get my treats. And what's crazy, not even with this last guy I was with, but like my previous other encounters, even though they were very assertive, like, I don't know what it was about my personality, but it always ended up being like, there would be like, you know, Jaron type of like finger come over type situation. But then the whole like me being a brat about the situation was somewhat of a turn on for them. And I wasn't like rolling my, like in the case where John would have done a, let's say John did a gun finger or something like that to me, come over, I probably would have like smirked at him and make it seem like I was interested, but then ignore him.
I'm not in for all the games.
So then in his head, that probably, no. Okay.
You must have think, me fucking 10 and a half.
Y'all hear this, right? Like, I know it comes off to like games for y'all, and I get it. Like, a lot of women out here, they play games, they be wasting people's time, yada, yada, yada. Well, for me personally, it's not, it's like, it adds like this, like, sexual tension.
Yeah, I did after we start talking.
And please. I like that. So it's just, oh no, I like that from the start. Like, that's what I like from the start. So it's just like, that's what I want, and I want to build on that.
I know what you're saying, right?
I don't know how to explain it. It's just really complicated.
You need to set the base during the conversation. You do that off rip. Like, I tell you, hey, yo, come over here. Like, you know, we don't talk or whatever. You do that. Oh. I'm not wasting my time.
Oh
yeah. I guess the guys that we come
in my way are somewhat simps then.
I don't know what that is. That's not my concern. My thing
actually,
is...
I'm just joking. They're not simps, but like, I can't explain it. Like, I know how to flirt really good and act like a tease. So like, it works. Like, I've had like super aggressive individuals that I was interested in, and they knew I was interested, but we never talked, but they knew something was there. Try a whole like being assertive, aggressive on me, but like, I liked the play and tension of it all. So it was like, oh, I see you, but this is what I want, and I know you want this, and I know you want, and I know you know that I want that. So like, I'd play this like game, and it worked.
Let me put you in this, right?
Yeah.
We're in the club scenario, right? And I give y'all finger gun, right?
Uh-huh.
I could do this. If she don't come to me, right?
Yeah.
I don't really go to her. If she give me a look of smirking and she look the other direction, I already know that if I go over to this bitch want me to buy her shots.
Oh, dang.
That's exactly what they're going to be now. And you as a man, right? Because I left my comfortable space, right? And then I went over there into her fucking space. I lose the comfortability of home ground by going over there. And I most likely will fold because now she brought me into her presence. She didn't come into mine.
So that's what it is. I mean,
it's like there's a lot of fucking power. There's a lot of power in between moving and like who go to who and whatnot, right? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lose my power like that. Go over there and buy she a couple shots. Then I'm trying to be on a hip and then she go find another man who bigger than me.
I see your point on why you don't take that risk. But my thing is, like, I already know that this is the person I'm trying to entertain for the night. So I don't really pull that stunt on somebody I know I don't want in my space or I'm not trying to entertain. Like, if I know from the get that I'm not trying to entertain this guy, I don't like this guy, not interested in nothing, don't even want a drink from him, he do the gun finger, I'm just gonna act like I didn't see and continue socializing with my friends. It's not a smirk or a flirt. Like, that's me just saying from the get, not interested.
I feel like what you're saying there only works if you know of the person. You know the person. Like, you're somebody that you're familiar with. You see them before.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, off rip, I just met you tonight. And I give you that gun finger. You're coming over here. You have to come over here. Because like, it's the first time you do that shit, and I just met you. I don't fucking know you. It's a waste of my time. You're playing games, and the size 10 and a half clocks, the fly class the room.
Oh, I get you. I get you. I see your point. Across
the room, don't scuff my shoes. Don't make your alcohol touch it, because then we're going to have problems.
Yeah. Dang. I got your point, though. But I don't know. For me, like, I like to do it. It's like this weird, fun dance. And I just like the whole tension of it all. Like, you build up on some kind of frustration, some kind of need or want, or like whatever it is in that moment. I don't know. But I've never entertained a guy that I know I didn't want to, like, talk to or whatever the case may be. And, like, let's say a case where, like, off the get, he did what he did, and then he comes over in my space, and I wasn't interested, and he tries to buy me a drink, I'll turn it down, because, honestly, most of the times, like, when I went to the club, most of the times they bought a drink for me, it was always because they had another intention and felt like they owe me. And in a weird way, like, yes, you should want to do something out of the kindness of your heart, but, like, knowing that that's your intention, I'm not going to even have you waste my time or your time buying me a drink wanting something that I know I'm not going to give you. But that's just me.
I understand what you're saying, but you have to understand, people are weird. Me and my boys, we go to gay bars to pregame because we get a lot of free drinks there. Like, hey, yo, I ain't gay, bro, but they still give you drinks because they think they get drunk enough.
You know who wouldn't go to one of them, V? Lambert. Lambert can't wrap in mind that gay people exist. And I was like,
Doug, bro, I'm going to tell you this. Gay bars.
My brother's literally like bi.
Gay bars, that's gay as fuck. There's no bi. It's just gay. Anyway.
No, he just like every and anything that walk.
That is even more gay.
I'm bisexual, so what does that? I'm bisexual, so what does that make me, a lesbian?
Gay.
Makes you gay. She not listening.
It's a universal term. It's gay.
Meant in that way. I thought you were doing it another way. Like for example, like my aunt, no, my brother is bisexual, but she'll throw along the term gay. Like, he love man and just messing with woman. Like, that nigga love boys.
No,
so I just thought Jaron meant it in that way. I didn't realize he was using it the whole universe in a way.
But anyway, right? Boy, those gay bars, boy, that shit is... Bro, they be buying you drinks, right? They treat you like a piece of meat. Yo, I ain't never feel so sexy in there in my life. And a lot of women really, they be in the gay bars. Like, and they be hanging out over there. And I feel... I want to say that's where women who don't want to get hit on, they go to.
Yeah, that's true. As somebody who used to go to, like, gay bars, it was comfortable. You don't get the groping that I normally get when I would go to a regular bar when I was at Kent.
Like, gay men not handsy.
But, bro.
No, some of them are, but not in the outright way. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, when I went to regular bars,
just know once a guy go after your vagina, he touches you, he makes you uncomfortable. Once he touches you, he knocks your vagina. That's it.
Music playing, right? The music playing and the bar, the little club, like, it's full. So now you're walking across, you see Kaylee Jane, like a dress. You put your hand on her hips because you're slowly going across her. You know, every, you know, when the nigga passes, they do the little wine on the way out. I know what I mean. Like, niggas be doing like a whole bunch of extra shit.
Yeah, when I used to go to the clubs, them at Kent, I remember time I went there with a few of my friends to dance.
And
say it again.
I love like, bitches say they go to the gay bar so that men don't hit on them, bro. And I love like the gay bar twice with two women before. They're having a girls' night.
Mm.
Yeah, I love the little woman with a ring on her hand.
The main reasons why I used to go gay bars when I went gay bars was because, like, the gay guys were, like, women. I don't know how to explain. It's, like, they're guys, but they're women. But at the same time, like, personally, me, I didn't like people touching me unless I gave, like, some kind of permission. And so, like, when I used to go to the strip bars, then I can. Or, like, you know, where strip people go, the regular clubs and bars. I'd be on the floor dancing with my friends, and then somebody will come and dance with you, and is like, okay, you know what? I'll allow this because I want to dance with this person. But then they take it upon themselves to, like, shove their hand down in your trousers, or if you have a skirt, try to, like, and you don't have on a tights, like, try to, like, pull, like, your underwear or something to, like, try to stick your hand in your butthole, or, like,
just so no conversation about it?
Huh?
Just so no conversation about it.
Yes, and I've been assaulted so many times. The first time I got assaulted, I went to wait, what?
No, I swear, I was telling a story with somebody telling me, wait.
This is I was coming back. I just hear what she was saying. I feel like the way how those things go down or how they're supposed to go down is when you dance with the guy, right? And then the guy, because you're in a club or whatever, it's loud, right? And then he kind of tap at you and he point towards, like, the back, like, you know, a wall, you know, in the club. Then that's where you go and do that whole field touch thing to make sure she doesn't. In the middle of everything, that's
yes, weird. The first time I was assaulted, I went there with Sarah and a few of my friends and this American Asian guy, right? He was who I expected to be dancing with the night. And at one point, we were. But, like, he went to go get some drinks for us or something like that. So we ended up in a group, in a circle, dancing. And, like, I had on a tube top. And I didn't have on, like, a bra. And I didn't put on, like, a pasty or anything like that. And, which, I probably should have put on a pasty. But who cares? It's my body, my fucking clothes. So I'm there dancing. And this guy comes up behind me and he's like, oh, you're so pretty. Like, you know, I want to dance with you or something. I was like, ah, it's fine. It's fine. Next thing you know, he comes back 2 minutes later and he's like, oh, you can really dance. Like, I like to watch you move your hips and da, da, da. Let's dance, please. Like, being desperate. Yeah, and I was like, bro,
you've been that desperate. She's wild. But go ahead. Sorry.
It was this light skinned black guy. It was a light skin, basically. I don't know why I had to say black guy. But, yeah, so then he comes back over a third time, and so I feel somebody, like, dancing behind me, and as I go to turn around, not to shove him off, because I didn't want to be so aggressive, because this was me trying to be nice, you know, maybe this motherfucker drunk, you never know what's going on with people. Look, I don't know, right? But I turn around to be like, come on, like, no, like, you understand? This nigga shove his hand in my tube top, palm my boob hanging out, pop in a field and jump weight. And two other guys jumped his ass in there and two of them got kicked out. The one that assaulted me and one of them that jumped him. But that was the first time that happened. I said, you know what, the next time I go to the club, I'm gonna make sure I have a tight, a bra. Like, even if somebody tried to cop something, there's some kind of protection there. And yeah, the second time I went, I ended up dancing with this guy. Boom. He shoved his hand down my fucking jeans. Like, shoved it in my jeans. And I picked him. And I'm just there like, what the fuck? This nigga tried to feel up my vagina a little while. What the? You understand? And then the third time it happened, I wore a skirt. Make sure he not dead. Huh?
Trying to make sure he's not dead, so he got to do a touch to fit, you know, make sure he got a coochie.
Please. And then the third time some shit like that happened, I was wearing, like,
I'm gonna say that next though.
Oh no, I was, wait, what?
Stop inside, I'm going to the club.
Because the city helped me, she go carnival, so.
The next, listen, I went Juve and Antigua and a nigga pulled my braids out my head because I didn't want to dance with him. I've been assaulted so many times, and this is why, like, I'm literally so aggressive with my personal space and me and all of that. Because obviously not everybody is like that, but, like, motherfuckers be seeing me and thinking, oh, she's so little, petite, tiny, let me assault this bitch. but the third time at that bar, I had on like a mini leather skirt.
And
I had on like a, it wasn't like a long tights. It was one of them tights that they fit you like a boy short, so your butt is still like out. I don't know what you call them, Matty Rider? I don't know. But I had on like a tights that was that concept underneath my skirt. And I'm there dancing. And next thing you know, this guy come and dance and boom, try pull the pull across my tights and my panties to touch my butthole. And then after that, every time I go there, I just stayed in the circle of my friends and let them take the assault while I was in the middle and couldn't be assaulted.
I feel like,
and that's how I ended up going to gay bars, because like, I'm not saying that there are no gay guys out there that don't assault people. They are, but I ended up going there because it was like dancing. It was like being in the company of like women, basically. Technically, that's what half of them were. And
They weren't. Like, don't be saying that.
Okay, yeah, but like, you know, I feel like, you know, you're in the presence of technically men, women. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't have a situation where somebody was dancing on me and they're like, let me feel this. Let me feel how this girl butthole feel. Let me cop a feel from this girl, like vagina or her boobs or something. So that's how I ended up going to those.
Simon, the proper way to do it is you got to take her to the back. Like you tell her, let's go to the corner. And like, she come over there, that bitch wants you to touch her coochie.
No, nobody fingering me no damn back. We going in the car and whoever.
No, what happened if I do that with this Asian girl and then I go in the car and then she have a dick? You know what I mean?
Well,
so you go in the back first and you make sure she don't have a dick. And then when you know she don't have a dick, you say, all right, cool. And you want those crazy?
Then you go to the car.
You know how you say, your friend, right? The train.
Yeah.
They put something in there, right? And whatever. Anyways.
Yeah, the dilator.
Whatever that shit is. I met this girl in the club, right? Pretty thing. Dancing with shorty, right? And bro, go make sure that, you know, this is shorty. So, you know, I'm touching. But like, I go out and touch, right? I'm like, okay, she don't have a dick. Whew, good. Anyways, right? She want like, she was like, oh, like, let's go back. I have a fucking hotel. Cause like, if I'm going to Tokyo, I get the hotel beforehand. So that if I get drunk or something, I can go back to the hotel instead of trying to fucking navigate my way back. So, dog, I took her, we went back to my hotel. And bro, I don't know, dog, but I just, something about her and my dick just was not compatible. Dog, she, bro, spread the pussy lips, right? I don't see no clit. Like, so I was like, okay, I know some niggas have a problem finding the clit. Maybe that's what this situation is with me right now. I don't see no clit. Like I'm rubbing going up, like through the lips, like going up. I'm like, dog, okay, I pass where the clit's supposed to be at. I'm touching this bitch navel. I still don't see a clit. I come back down in the same line. I'm like, okay, maybe it just, I don't know. I breeze past it. Anyway, right? Stick my finger in that bitch, right? I was like, bro, like, this shit feel like a Pringles can. You know what I'm saying? Shit was scary, bro. Put my finger in like a Pringles can.
So you said.
So what you're saying?
So you continued or you kick out?
No. So I pulled back. And I'm like, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yo, something strange here, dog. So I go back up to look for the clit again. It's still not there.
I'm gonna send something in the chat to y'all. But go ahead.
Put my hand back in, and it still feel like a Pringles can. And I was like, nah, I don't want this, bro. Like my dick was hard, bro. And this is why I don't be eating these Asian women out. Like this is another reason why I don't be eating these Asian women. Like, I don't know what to do, dog. Like, my dick couldn't get hard. I was like, nah, like, this ain't gonna work out. I told her she can go. Confident that was a tranny. That's why you got a cop a feel in the club, Kayleen.
Y'all have ever seen one? Like, how they make one?
What is that?
What I just sent you.
It was a penis.
Male, like a VS,
This is somebody constructing to be a man?
No, a woman.
Wait, what?
Yeah. The tip of I watched a video on YouTube, but basically the male genitalia, like that becomes the clitoris in a way. Like they turn, like they obviously like size it down, but the clitoris for the reassignment, like the genitalia reassignment surgery, the head becomes the clitoris.
So what happened with
and then where the balls and stuff is, there's where they use the balls and the scrotum or whatever to like help make the folds and skin for the private part, for the like lips.
Kayleen,
or vulva, whatever they call it.
What I'm not trying to understand is, where does my lint go? Where does my lint go?
Hold on, I'm gonna show you.
How they bring the tip of my dick all the way down there to shave it into that monstrosity.
There's a whole surgery to do it. And like, I don't know if you notice, but the autonomy for, I don't know if you all notice, but the autonomy for like the clitoris and like the autonomy for like the male genitalia have like a similar structure.
It is the same thing.
Yeah.
The clit is just a little fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Bro, one time I'm like licking on the clit. I was like, this is gay as fuck. Cause like, you know, it's just a little dickhead, bro. But
yeah, then, like I'm a...
But it's still different. Kind of, a little bit.
Yeah, it's just smaller. Like in this picture that I sent, like on the left is like how the structure for like the clit and the all of that makeup. And then on the other side, you have the male genitalia and like how certain things are like similar. But they shave it down, and so the head for the male part becomes like the clitoris for the new private for like a trans woman.
Yo, I just think that people are doing too much in
life.
There's
a whole science behind, huh?
I just think people are doing too much in life.
To each their own, buddy.
Huh?
That shit not bothering me. I'm not affected.
Yeah. No, it's not even like about bothering.
With the tranny, man, so.
It's not even about bothering people. I feel like people are doing too much. Like, they're getting distracted by shit that really shouldn't even be distracting.
It's not important.
It's not really important. Like, not to say that the things that you care about are matter in life aren't important. They're important to you.
Yeah.
But like,
I got what you mean to some extent, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I talk to some people and I'm just like,
like all the things we choose to make such a big thing that are very minor.
Yeah. Like, I understand it's important to you, but like, how about you stop being entitled so the world revolves around you? How about you just go back to your old way of doing things and just cry in a corner? Not to say not to fix your problems or anything, no, because I'm not being insensitive to anybody. It's like,
I know.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like if you can't talk about, have a discussion about it, be open about it, and you want to just be bitchy and pissed about it, like, you don't deserve to be heard if you can't discuss it calmly.
Yeah, that looks, but yeah, that hole there, they put like a dilator in it because now it becomes a canal that's obviously not attached to like a uterus or anything, just like a canal. And the dilator just goes into it and like stretches the opening to keep it open, or else it'll close up and just form like an internal balloon bubble. And some people, their surgeries end up getting really messed up. Then I guess depending on the doctor you go to, some of them can do a really good job of making like the what was once a penis look like a vagina. And there's some trans women out here, like, you'd never be able to tell that they were once male. Because you have some guys out here who, or some trans women out here who, they had soft features when they were males. So that transition's really nice when they now become the females that they want to be. And then with a reassigned surgeon, genitalia surgery, then boom, they fit right into society perfectly. And you'll never know. And like some people, they go as far as changing their sex on their certificate and changing their name. So... I don't know if they pay to do away with what was, I don't know if when you pay for a new name and a new gender and all that, if your old, what you used to be goes away. And some people, like, because some people,
expensive as that.
And some people, right, like, they were once a male and then they become a female and then they become that, so the whatever they were before is dead. So let's say they meet somebody new, some of them would let their partner know, okay, this is what it used to be. And others, they're not telling you that at all. So,
no, but how rich are gay people?
They have funds that helps some. They have funds that actually help some of these individuals have these reassignment surgeries.
So, how we create a fund to help us to be wealthy?
We're not
to help you with what? I don't know. I guess you have to be a minority. You know, like how they have funds that minorities go to university or like go to a special law school or whatever the case may be, or to help people who are black pay for rent or food or whatever. Yeah. They have funds and stuff like it's America, so they have funds for trans individuals for certain things.
have fucking scholarships and shit and all that.
Yeah, when I was going to KSU, like they had LGBTQ funds and grants and scholarships of certain things, and like even at one point, like I was getting money from that, but it wasn't nothing much. But yeah, so I guess you have to be somewhat of a minority. I don't know.
Being born wrong-handed, and you can get fucking scholarships for that.
For being ambidextrous, or like being
a lefty, wrong-handed.
Oh, okay.
If you lived on a farm and you had cereal and you were chilling outside, your grandfather take your bowl because you went out to milk and just go on the cow and squeeze out, would you still drink it?
Had what?
You live on a farm and your uncle grab your bowl of cereal and just put warm cow milk on your cereal. You still, you gonna drink it like just so?
No.
Why?
Oh no, no, I'd need it boiled a little. I've drunk fresh cow milk once, but my nanny at the time, or grandmother at the time, told me that that was dangerous because sometimes there's bacteria in it. So she told me if I was going to do that, like to boil it on the stove for a couple minutes before I put it in my cereal.
Yes, you need to boil it first. Plus, I don't know, man, something about just watching them and milk the cow. I'm not ready to put that on my milk, my cereal yet. Eh. Maybe tomorrow.
Because the otters look weird, ain't it? Like long.
I milked a goat, you know.
You did?
Yeah, me and Jayan. Well, Jayan told me to do it, so I did it. Because when Jayan tell you to do something, you do it. It's that simple.
What was the purpose? Like to drink the milk after as a deer or for curiosity, or y'all just was milking it?
We just milked it.
Wow.
There's no reason behind the things Jayan tell you to do. Jayan just come up with an idea and you just agree to it. Because if you don't do it, then Jan go make you agree to it. Kaylin, I used to get bad up from Jan.
Is how old he was? How much older he was compared to you? Like, y'all were the same age?
Yeah, he's Timon age.
Wait, who's older, Timon or Jaron?
Timon.
I'm older than Jaron.
So, like, yeah, Timon's like 2 years older than me. So, Jan was 2 years older than me. Could probably be three. I don't really know anything. But, yeah, Jan was one tough kid. Jan tell you to do what you do it, because if Jan hit you, it hurt. Remember one time Jan had me jumping off of this thing to jump onto the, you know, those lines that run from the electrical line? Because Jan jump off of the thing, he hold onto the electrical line, and he swing on it, and then he drop down. And Jan said, it's fun. And he said, do it. I said, Jan, I can't do it. And then he said, punch me. So I like, okay, I'm going to do it. I did it, and I couldn't reach it. And no matter how many times I miss, Jan keep telling me, yo, man, just go again.
And then you went again.
Hell yeah, because Jan go beat you up if you don't do it. Kaylee and I did this, and I cry. Because you're just in a bad fucking cycle. Until he get bored of it, there's no real stopping. And it's a wicked jump. It just hurt. I cried, Kaylee. I cried.
You know what? I just came across, Timon. Remember when we had a whole discussion about like intersex individuals?
Mm-hmm.
There, if you came across their genitalia, you'd probably be thinking like transgender, but they're just intersex, whether they're male or female. Because the organs for these individuals are a combination of a male and a female genitalia, and sometimes they'll have a lot more of the female genitalia and less of the male, and then on others they'll have more male genitalia than, like, they'll have more male genitalia compared to female genitalia, or sometimes they don't have an opening and have to like do surgery to create an opening. Like, you don't want to see what I'm looking at here.
You don't have a, so if you don't have an opening that you're
like on. there's literally a vagina here, and then there's a penis on it. Like, the clit is super big, like super big, like a 3-4 inch penis.
That's a man. A big clit don't get that big.
No, they're intersex. Like, no, she's a female, but she has like a vagina, but her clitoris is also. That's what an intersex individual is.
So hermaphrodite still exists in society?
I think intersex is an umbrella term, and then hermaphrodite is one of those people that fall under intersex.
Send that picture. But like, I know like a big clit. Like, I've seen big clits. I have no issue with a big clit. But like, if we're talking about she have a full on dick over her coochie, then that's scary. That is scary.
Hold on. Because it was not hermaphrodite, somebody, hold on, it's not hermaphrodite, somebody who has, like, both genitalia.
Really? Yeah.
That would be what I'm expecting you to send in here.
Okay, hold on.
You say
this is going to be a really odd picture, but they show you like from where it's mostly a female genitalia right up to a male. And then they're going to show you like for intersex individuals, sometimes they have like surgeries where depending on the chromosome they have or like what they're more presenting as or what's mostly showing, say if they have more penis than vagina, they'll probably like do a surgery on you and close up the hole for your vagina and maybe try to make your penis your, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, oh, I'm reading a whole article here. And like sometimes they just leave your genitalia alone, and so when you get older you decide, or other times if you're a baby, they will do perform a surgery on you for whatever it is. But that's an intersex private.
Bro, do trannies have balls? Bro, this person have balls.
Timon, a transgender individual, like let's say it's a male transitioning to a female, he literally has a penis. Like what you have between your legs, but if he's getting reassignment surgery, they'll just turn that penis into a vagina.
What about a woman coming in, turning into a man? Can she have balls?
I don't think there's a surgery for that. They'll probably try in some weird way to elongate the clitoris. But hold on, like, I have to go and see if there's a surgery for that.
Jaylene,
huh?
Were you searching this on your phone?
Yeah.
You using
a... Why wouldn't I search it on my phone? Yeah, no. No, just regular. Man, I feel like this...
Me ask simple questions, like that's in the incognito, dog.
No, this is... No, I have it in public. Stuff like this to me is not taboo. Like, I'm curious about stuff like
no,
this.
No, not taboo. It's just... Not you taboo. Trans
men.
You must give me some crazy fucking ads.
Nah. You're not gonna send me no ads, man. Okay, so for the female genitalia turning into a male, they graft a piece. This article says they take your skin from your thigh, graft it, and make a penis from it.
Does it work?
I don't know. They have a picture here. I'm looking at it. Genitalia, gender, female to male.
It's like 4 inches. I can tell you, it's not 4 inches.
So they... don't know how to make a balls. Okay, you have a picture. I have a picture. I'm gonna show you.
They make fake balls because if you lose a testicle, they can put in a fake one. So they just need skin to.
Oh shit!
I started this conversation and I feel bad about.
You feel bad about what?
Starting this conversation.
Why? Because you're finding out too much.
Hermaphrodite.
Oh, he feels bad about hermaphrodite individuals. Okay, so Timon and Jaron, the next 2 pictures I send y'all.
Oh, that's the thing grabbing from the leg.
How they do the peeing. The vagina to a penis. But the second picture show you that she had a private on the DR. These are the pictures in the article.
Listen, if you are going to take a piece of my leg to give me a penis, that shit very big.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God, look at this one. Y'all don't want to see this one.
I have to go.
No way, Jaron, this last one. Look at this last one. Look at this last one. There's something underneath that skin, but look at this last one. This last one. I don't know. Stuff like this is like mind-boggling.
And people sucking and fucking these? Or they just feel good having pieces of flesh that...
I don't know.
Anybody
you,
but
can't, you can't ask me that. I don't know about this in that way.
Go the whole it.
You see where they used to be, right? Right under there?
Uh-huh.
Like her vagina might still be there. I don't know.
My thing is, right? I'm scared. I still don't have this penis made. You feel good about yourself?
Some of them do.
The attachment that men have to their penis, I don't think y'all ever understand.
Bro, I had a dream that I lost my dick, bro, and I woke up scared and I had to search for it.
Partners, women just not gonna understand now. I want to hear the dreams of a trans woman. A trans man? Yeah, a trans man. Tell me the dreams that they have about their penis. I want to hear them talk about the struggle.
Bro, because like...
I don't think they have the same relation with their penis the same way a biological man would. Woman doesn't have that insight on a vagina that she didn't have before. Look at that last picture.
We have dreams.
You said the last was the last.
And I'm blown away because I've never actually looked specifically at the trans men surgery, but it's actually a thing.
Okay, I'm done tonight.
It's insane. Okay, yeah, that's the last one I sent y'all, but I'm actually shocked.
That's the most fake dicks I've ever seen in my life.
They all look weird and fake. They look like clay.
They fuck with the lights off?
I don't know, boss. You asking me questions that I know. I don't have answers to. I'm just as mind blown as you.
If you have a, if you had a constructed vagina and I have a constructed dick, there should be no judgments. Don't come here talking about like, oh wow, it looks a little.
But you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? There are trans women who were once men and trans men who were once women who actually date. So technically, they're a straight couple, but they're of opposite gender. So it's just so confusing.
It's not because
one was a man now, woman, and one is a woman now, man.
It's not straight because they're both trans, which makes it queer.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
If
because it's still in the LGBTQ.
I was going to reverse straight just now, but queer is it?
Yeah, Jawan is right.
I know, because I remember it, because bro, I have this girl, right? She kind of like right? And I remember I was watching fucking Sex Education. Remember when they had the black guy and then the black girl? She was kind of gay or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, you know, if he gets in a relationship where it would be a queer relationship and he's going to be LGBTQ or whatever. And
yeah, and the black kid was just like, whoa.
She kind of dykish. I like her, you know. But then I was like, damn, I'm going to be queer if I date her. So I
ain't a dyke just a super masculine girl who's a lesbian?
Wasn't even fucking masculine. She just dressed dykish.
She was a lesbian?
No.
She was straight.
She was bi.
Oh,
she
had a girl,
but she fucked niggas.
Oh, so then she's something else. She's a.
She just looked like a dyke. Like, your first look at her, you're gonna look at her like.
I was gonna say, how does a straight guy. But then I just remembered there's a whole rapper out here who is in love with who's that rapper? MMA? There's a whole rapper out here who's obsessed with her, Kodak, and she's a whole dyke lesbian.
Kodak is a weirdo. Just leave it at that. But nah, Cody, she have beautiful fucking skin, like very feminine face, everything right. Beautiful young lady. But then when you look at her, she dressed kind of more masculine. Not even masculine. She dressed comfortable. So yeah, I'm like okay, and then. She kind of go on like all, like how a nigga would behave, mm-hmm. but then, you know, her voice, everything feminine, her actions kind of feminine, but then sometimes she just act like a hood nigga and it's just weird as hell. Really fucking pretty. So yeah, it's like, I'm looking at her, right? Cause I was in college. I'm like, yo, I don't know if this is gay. Cause every time I look at her, and my boys, they were like, yo, that's gay as fuck. Because, like, why are you looking at her? I was like, bro, she fine as hell, bro. Start talking to her. And then she more feminine around me. But then I see her, like, kicking it with, like, her friends. Kind of manly.
She more masculine around
me. Yeah, so.
So you was confused.
So it was kind of weird, you know what I mean? But then she, like, come around me. She in, like, girly shit. She cool. And then the same dudes who I was with, who were like, yo, that's gay. These niggas like, yo, shit, I might slide on that. Because we were just friends.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so like, shit, I might slide on there because you're not doing it, right? But it was weird because like I saw the both sides. It was just weird as fuck.
Yeah. Y'all wait tonight. Thanks for the conversation. Go read my novel. Next podcast, I am gonna drop an EP, 5 songs.
But
can you resend that link for your book?
Sure, no problem.
I read like 3 chapters, and then I don't know, I lost the list.
I'll send you the link. I'll send you the link. That way you save money. Anyways,
okay.
Yeah, that's how I'm gonna start the conversation. Anyways, all right. I gotta go back. Do this bullshit.
Yeah, man. Take care.
Have a good night. Darling, please stop driving.